When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's obviously the day was on and above the edge. It was really tough for us with all the with the 130 whatever minutes. United had a clear best start. It was obvious. He scored a goal, early goal. We had to organize ourselves a little bit better. We struggled with the man marking. Didn't play enough, all these kind of things. In the moment, I was really happy. In a moment like that, when we find the first way, that the first time a way to play, then we get rhythm, and then it looked really good. Then we were absolutely deserved 2-1 up. And second half was exceptional, absolutely exceptional what we played here. But we didn't finish the game off. And when you leave the door open away from home, at Old Trafford, it's clear that they will get chances, and they could score the equalizer. And was Marcus big chance at the end of normal time, so they can win it there. I see that it's clear. And then it got really hard for us. And then it was really hard for us. That was now the first time that I really saw my team, really struggling. That's how it is. We played a lot of football recently. And then we will go 3-2 up. All good. And then they score 3-3, 4-3. Come on. Yeah, I easily can accept that. Congratulations to United. They fought extremely hard as well. That's how it is. You want to go to the semifinals. I think everybody who saw the game today saw two teams who both understood the importance of the occasion and the competition. We tried absolutely everything. Today we didn't get a lot for it, not to say nothing. So now the boys have to recover. It's really tough. They fly now all around the world pretty much, and in 5-6 days' time they play the first of two games. So let's really hope and pray that they come all back healthy, and then we will start the rest of the season. So many good things. I saw them today. But, I mean, I think the mood today, when you think about the channel of the game without being Liverpool or United, you think, okay, it was quite some football, and that's exactly how it should be. And I'm happy with that part, not with the results, obviously.
Does a game like that, the emotion, the intensity of it, the kind of draining nature of it, is that why you're leaving? Or is that something that drags you in, that's part of the addiction of being a manager?
Neither nor. Nothing to do with that. You should watch me. If you see me watching football for a team I like, I'm quite emotional as well. So you can have that as well without being in the dugout. Didn't think about that. It's other things. We can talk about my situation as often as you want. I cannot just not change my answers, to be honest. No. Not do with it.
Imagine when you stood on the sideline.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. Look, when you're winning, that's a great position to watch a game. When you're losing, it's pretty much the worst. You stand there, so that's how it is. It's all fine. I had that all often enough. I don't know exactly how many games I had now as a manager, but I had it quite a few times, so that's all fine. It's nothing to do with that. And if we win a game, then I want to stay manager. If we lose a game, I don't want to stay manager. But if the atmosphere is great, I want us to be a manager. If the atmosphere is not good, I want to leave. It's a general decision about something which has nothing to do with these little moments or whatever. So I'm really sorry if I cannot explain it properly enough. Maybe I have to say it in German and you can all translate it. I'm not sure that will be better, by the way, the translation. But it's, nobody has to worry about anything, but it's not nothing. It's not that I say, oh my God, that's so great. I love absolutely everything about the things I do. But I need to be on my top game to do it like I do it. If I feel I'm not there, then I'm not the right. Then I'm not the manager I have to be anymore. And that's how it is. And you are not only a little bit worse, then you're immediately properly worse and bad. And then you're in the wrong place. And that's, if you can see that early, you make a decision early. That's what I did.
Yeah, you said that you sort of struggled
for the first time. Physically, it's just you. No, the problem. The problem is we didn't even know who to take off. So like it was for a while, it was all right. In 90 minutes, it would have been everything fine. But then with extra time, it was like, oh, options were now not. We can talk now, we bring the kids out. We all said that all the time. We have to bring it in the right moment. Yeah, fantastic. But it's not, it was the right moment. So you just saw, we could have, okay, Makar definitely, but I would definitely, Darwin definitely, Lucho we did then. Yeah, it was just Joey and whatever. You play all the time, the boys. That's how it is. And today this extra time, so like we say, if you lose, then lose in normal time, but not extra time of losing then, obviously, and that late, that's obviously close to get the penalty shootout, because that would have obviously been the same intensity if you don't concede the last two goals. But the way we conceded the last two goals, you can see as well. That was obviously, we are not on top of our game anymore. Gave two balls away. Absolutely no criticism about that. The boys, I saw a team who understood the importance of the game and gave absolutely everything. And today, it was not enough. And that's what we have to accept now.
Jürgen, can I just check, how confident are you though that your players can recover? I know there's the physical side of it, but there'll be a mental drain after an experience like that, won't there?
No. Wow. You lose a semi-final in the quarter-final in FA Cup, and there was a mental drain. Yeah, it would be really difficult if we have to deal with human beings like that. We play football for ages, and you lose games if that leads always to a mental state or situation where you need help. It's just a normal thing. You all fail on a daily basis, maybe even without recognizing, and we just get along with it. And today, if you don't give all, then it's not mentally a bit, but then you have to direct on that. But the rest is, we are used, unfortunately, since we were kids, that from time to time we lose a football game. So, and I got that question already before, if what kind of reaction I expect now. They're nothing. They go to their countries. I hope they come back and have nothing. And then we think about Brighton when they come back, and we know who can play again. And that will be tricky enough, all these kind of things. But in general, the team is in an outstanding situation in the moment. We got through all these different and difficult situations, absolutely exceptional. For today, we could have won the game and we would have deserved it, but we lost it, and Man United deserves it as well. That's the situation.
Just on the sort of fatigue element, do you feel the international break then comes at a good time, or is it more concerned because then you don't have control over the players, you don't have how many minutes they play, flying?
So I'm not exactly sure when they play the first game. I think today's Sunday, probably Thursday, Friday, something like that. So until then, it should be fine. So it's like that. If I watch it now and see them then playing all the games, I think most of them have friendlies. Watau, I think, has qualifiers. I cannot make this decision for the managers. Most of them, we don't speak the same language. So I have no contact. So I hope just that everybody is kind of, they want them as well in the best possible shape in the summer. So most of them play either Copa or Euros. So I hope they don't have to play now two games, 90 minutes and stuff like this. That would be helpful, but it's not in my hands. So does it come in the right moment? If we would have kept playing, then the next one game would be on Thursday or Friday. I would be fine with that as well. But yeah, it's never cool when they're not around. I like it a lot when they're here and we can really give players day off and trust treatment, stuff like this. But it's not the first time like that. It's the last time like that. So let's just hope that they all come back in a good shape and then we go.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.